This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. And this week, we're talking about taking advantage of corn and soybean price rallies with Joe Barker, who provides risk management services at CHS Hedging. Well, Joe, after seeing some good news in the grain markets recently, what should farmers be thinking or asking about right now?
Well, Mike, I think they really should be focused on, you know, their marketing plans. This is the time of year when we try to, you know, do the break-even analysis or in this case, the profitability analysis. They should be considering their crop insurance options because which insurance product they buy will play into that profitability. And they should really be thinking about their objectives. What is their objective this year? What revenue number hits for them, and then they can start marketing towards that revenue number that they need to protect to finance the parts of their operation and meet their family's objectives.
Several events and factors have contributed to this price rally. What are some of the major factors that you look at behind this jump in grain prices?
Well, in my mind, this is a little bit of the perfect storm. We have wonderful demand coming from the trade deals. Actually had pent-up demand because demand was a little bit delayed, so we have to backfill, and the demand from Asia is very strong. We had a production issue that was larger than a lot of people thought with the storm that went through Iowa, and then the concerns in Brazil have really delayed their production. It looks like their crop is going to be pretty good, but it's about 3 weeks behind, and that's three additional weeks of demand for the U.S. So whether we're talking about corn or soybeans, there's a little bit of the perfect storm that's developed from a combination of very strong demand and some production issues that were larger than originally thought.
So what does this mean moving forward?
Well, I think we're in a period of increased volatility from now at least until the USDA Outlook Conference, which is later in February, and then likely, you know, into those March prospective planning reports and quarterly stocks numbers. We could continue to see volatility into that time period. Nobody knows what the weather's going to bring. We do have significant drought conditions, especially across, you know, the western part of the corn regions. And so this volatility could continue for quite a while. I think farmers need to be ready for that. Producers need to be prepared for what implications that could have on a hedging program, if they have the cash flow to stomach that, or what type of products they use.
A lot of speculation about acres, what will be planted this year. Where do you expect farmers will find the best return as we head into planting season?
So that's a difficult thing to answer for your audience, as you cover so many states. In the South, you know, we're going to have some battle for acreage between cotton and soybeans, and cotton doesn't want to lose those acres. In the north, you're going to have beans versus wheat. Out west, you know, up in Washington and Idaho, you know, you're going to have the different types of wheat competing for acres and maybe some corn out there. And then in the heart of the growing region, you're going to have the corn versus the soybean discussion. I think it's all on the table. And growers should be focused on their individual profitability and working with their trusted advisors to make sure they have a plan that works for them. I don't think this is a year where you're going to put all of your eggs in one basket. And so it's really going to be dependent on the location and the productivity of their individual land.
Kind of connected to that, how do you see these corn and soybean price rallies affecting other crop prices?
We've already seen it spill over into wheat. We've seen it spill over into the cotton, and I think that continues for the next 60 or 90 days, in all honesty. I don't think this rally's over. Everybody has a market opinion. But I just see tightness in soybeans and tightness in corn creating a battle for acreage that'll show up in the USDA Outlook Conference, and then that March prospective planning report is going to be highly anticipated. So I think it will spill over, already has spilled over into the wheat, especially the spring wheat and the HRW. If you don't grow the spring wheat, you don't have the high protein wheat coming out of the north, then you have more demand for hard red winter wheat, and it's a complex for a reason. And I think, you know, a rising tide can raise all ships.
Interesting times. Thanks, Joe. That's Joe Barker, who provides risk management services at CHS Hedging. Thanks for joining us around the table. Learn more about the benefits of co-op ownership from CHS at cooperativeownership.com.